This is the Northwest Colorado News. I'm Shannon Lukens. Marking flags for the Run Rabbit Run Ultra Marathon are being placed throughout the 100-mile course, but the race crew says someone's been pulling them down. Please leave those colored flags there if you see them, as they will be removed by race staff after the last runner goes through. Run Rabbit Run is today and Saturday. Ultra Marathon runners are running all over Steamboat Springs, House and Hill, and the ski area, either 50 miles or 100 miles from 44 states and 11 countries. The Farwell Ditch has been named to the United States National Register of Historic Places. 17 miles long, built starting in 1876, running throughout North Route County. It's the first large-scale ditch in Route County to be used specifically for mining and to bring water to Hans Peak. It's estimated that as many as 200 men worked on it using picks, shovels, and dynamite. Stop by Romick Rodeo Arena this weekend to see the Route County Cattlemen Classic Herding Dog Trials. These are dogs from all over U.S. and Canada. They'll be there from 8 to 3 Saturday and Sunday. It's free. Steamboat Dance Theater presents the second annual Local Dance Collective. That's tonight and tomorrow at the Strings Music Pavilion. It's a fundraiser. An exhibit called Be Mindful, It Matters is on the campus of Colorado Northwestern Community College in Craig today through September 26th. It's in the Commons area. Join the 2025 Walk to End Alzheimer's in Steamboat Springs. It is set for Saturday at West Lincoln Park, just north of the library. The town of Hayden's hosting the Harvest Festival Saturday. It's all afternoon on Saturday. Lots of fun going on. The American Legion National Commander Dan Wiley is visiting Colorado for a statewide tour. He'll be in Craig at the Elks Lodge at 3 on Sunday. Then he's in Hayden, and then he's at the Veterans Center in downtown Steamboat Springs Sunday at 6:30. Stop on by. The hockey swap with the Steamboat Stampedes from noon to 2 Saturday in the parking lot at House and Ice Arena. The Dinosaur Stone Age Stampede starts today with all events at Katy Park in Dinosaur, Colorado. Lots of fun for the kids. That's in West Moffat County. In sports, the Steamboat Sailors football team on the road tonight against the Aspen Skiers will be there. Listen on KTYV 105.7 Sports on FM or watch the Steamboat Radio YouTube link on our website. Sailors cross country team is at Littleton High School Saturday. The Steamboat Girls flag football team also on the front range with a noon game Saturday against Dakota Ridge. Moffat County football has a bye this week. The Moffat County girls softball team hosts Middle Park on Saturday, and the boys soccer team host Kip Denver Collegiate in Craig on Saturday at 1. Moffat County and Scirocco cross country teams, they're competing at Coleridge today. Scirocco football hosts Los Animas at 1 o'clock Saturday, and the Rams girls volleyball team hosts Meeker Saturday afternoon. Hayden girls volleyball has a home match at 4 today against Vail Christian. The Tigers football team has a 1 o'clock game Saturday against Day Spring Christian. It's away. That's the news. I'm Shannon Lukens. Check it out for yourself at Steamboat Radio or KRAIRadio.com, where the locals go for news.